Good morning, Delaware. Happy First Friday. Happy March. Happy start of spring.
When did March happen again?
It's here.
It's here.
It's here. Okay. It happened. It's, we're 7 days in already, Molly.
Are we?
Yes.
You know, I've really been struggling with this day of the week thing. I don't know what day it is.
Any true.
Day of the week. People just kind of point and I go wherever they tell me.
That's right.
It's working.
You've got good handlers.
I have such good handlers. Well, I appreciate my world.
Speaking of good handlers, in the studio with us this morning, we have Melissa and Joelle from the Orange Branch. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
Before we went on air, I said, Joelle, how many times is this on radio for you? And she said, first. So we have Joelle, who is a youth services librarian, mm-hmm. and we have Melissa, who is the assistant branch manager, who oversees the youth services department, and they are both coming as a team today to talk about a fun program that we'll have next week called Holi, a Holi celebration. Mm-hmm. So we're very excited about that. Yes. Before we get started, though, we like to talk a little bit about books.
Books!
That's what happens on a library show. Go figure.
I know. It's a lovely thing.
What do you have for us this week, Molly? It's always a fun surprise when I ask you what you're reading.
I really am kind of eclectic, aren't I?
It's what makes the show entertaining.
Well, today is a little bit different. This is my second Silas House book I've written. Okay. So I'm going
You've
back to
written.
My... I've written. Oh, good Lord. Maybe I need to go back and take a sleepy
it's
nap.
It's Friday.
Brian, if you're listening, I think I need to go home now for rest of the day.
Right.
I need a nap.
Molly's had a sleep.
My second book I've read by an author named Silas House. It's called The Cold Tattoo. I'm now officially a Silas House fan. I cannot wait to get my hands on the next book of his. This is a story of two sisters, Aneth and Easter. Silas House is an author from Kentucky. He writes really amazing Appalachian tales, especially with that Kentucky twist. And Aneth is wild. Aneth lives her spirit. She sings, she drinks, she goes, you know, to bars. Easter is faithful. She goes to a snake handling church. She goes to church every Sunday. She keeps an eye on her sister, Aneth. They lost their mother when they were very young. Their father died and their mother killed herself. This is not an easy read in the beginning. They were raised by her two grandmothers who were more like sisters. Than grandmothers normally are. And they had this wonderful life together in the holler. But Aneth is covered all the time with depression that just comes in and the blues that sink her. This is set in about the 1950s, 60s. And it's sort of their growing up story. Marriages and losses. And this gets into everything you can imagine, but the descriptions of the coal mines and the people who are affected by the changes that have happened in really a short time, if you think about it, mm-hmm. in the 60 years that, you know, I've been living. If you want to know more about Kentucky, Appalachia, some of the changes that have happened, this gives you a really empathetic view of their strength, their perseverance, some of the struggles they've been through, but also this beautiful story of sisters. And we get mad at each other, but we come together. Mm-hmm. I absolutely fell in love with this book. Beginning to end, you're brought through the history, you're brought through the emotions. The Cold Tattoo, you're going to find out what that means in this book. It's a very neat piece of my own history I didn't know. Have to say, bonus points, growing up in the tri-state area, I heard them talk about both Huntington and Ashland, mm-hmm. and he describes the houses on the big hill. So if you've ever been to the Huntington Museum of Art, he's got to be going up past those homes that were big and wonderful. So give this a read. If you haven't, just grab any Silas House book. I've read two of them, and now I have to say, any Silas House book, this author is just absolutely amazing.
So this one isn't part of a series. It's
no.
written as a standalone.
Yes.
But it's just another by this author who you've come to find
and
love.
And the first one I read may be interesting for everybody next year. And let me make sure I'm getting its title correct. It's Eli the Good. It's going to be a great read for the bicentennial. So if you're looking for your 2025 list or book clubs for that year,
yeah.
that one is talking about the bicentennial. You know, the year I was born, 1976.
We know.
that one that we're going to be celebrating my 50th with the country.
Right,
so
right.
that thing that's
two,
going on.
To America 250, Molly.
America 250,
50.
Molly 50.
Yeah, there we go.
Let's all just remember that. It's a very exciting time for me.
So happy for you. All right. Well, Melissa, you have some colorful books in front of you that look like they're maybe good for a family time read.
Oh, yes. So I have recently stumbled upon one of my new favorite picture book authors. His name is Jacob Grant. He's from Ohio, which is also super cool. But he's got he's written a bunch of picture books. But I've got two in particular I want to talk about today because they both revolve around the same set of characters. One is called No Pants and one is called No Fair. And so if you have a young child, you're probably familiar with both of these phrases.
Right.
So both of these books follow a dad and his son, Pablo. And what I really like about it, not only does my son enjoy when I read these to him, but my husband and I enjoy them a lot too, because they hit so hard. You're like, yes, this is my life. These I actually read to my husband and son while we were out at dinner. We went to Mohio, which is amazing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so
delicious,
we were
pizza downtown
waiting
Delaware
for our pizza, and I gave a little impromptu mini story time for them. And what I also like about this is it really helps remind me the point of view of the kid, because mm-hmm. in both of those, you see, like, in No Pants, he's asked to, like, he's got to get up, he's got to brush his teeth, he's got to remember to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
He wants to have waffles or pancakes, but they're having cereal. And So it's just like the one thing after another that as adults we just accept, but
right.
as kids you're like, oh my gosh.
Another thing. Uh-huh.
And then so finally when it gets to the point that his dad is like, you have to put on pants for this party, Pablo has just hit his breaking point. And he says, no pants. And it's hilarious because they go through all the different pants in the world that people have worn. And then we get to Grandpa, who's wearing a Speedo. And so that becomes very confusing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so that's really hilarious. And in No Fair, they go to a market. And Pablo desperately wants to help his dad pick out the pumpkin and the apple cider and all the different things that they're going to buy at this farmer's market. But he always picks a pumpkin that's too big or apple cider that's too heavy, or he wants all the loaves of bread, but they're only buying one. And so Pablo just feels like he never has any control over anything.
It's true.
And it's just
me too, Pablo. Me
fair.
Too.
Yes. Yes. And so reading these, like, as adults, you're like, oh, I'm remembering what it's like to be a kid, but it's also hilarious. Kids are loving it. Mm-hmm. It has real, like, kind of tugs at your heartstrings moment at the end. So I highly recommend both these. They're bright, colorful, fun, perfect for spring.
No Fair and No Pants by Jacob Grant. Those sound like a lot of fun. I'll have to check them out for my family too. All right, Joelle, you said you've got a good one for us today.
So I just finished Somewhere Beyond the Sea by T.J. Klune. It is the sequel to The House in the Cerulean Sea, which if you have not read, you should definitely read.
Yes.
I also recommend listening to the audiobook. I listened to the audiobook of both.
Yeah.
And Henning, I think, is the last name of the narrator. And mm-hmm. he's fabulous.
Yeah.
He takes on all of the different characters. And it's such a wonderful listen.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So Somewhere Beyond the Sea is the sequel, like I said, to The House in the Cerulean Sea, and it follows Arthur and Linus as they kind of build their family. And mm-hmm. so the premise is that it is a bunch of magical children who mm-hmm. are not really accepted into society, and they have lost their parents, they are orphans, and Linus and Arthur take them in, and it's just kind of that nice, like, found family.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And but it does a really, really wonderful job of kind of like getting how kids talk mm-hmm. and just the absolute chaos that is like a house full of like eight mm-hmm. children.
And nonetheless with magical abilities.
Yes, with yes. magical right. abilities yeah. as well. And even if they weren't magical, like
chaos.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it's just funny chaos. And he does such a wonderful job of just showing the vulnerability and making you fall in love with those vulnerable characters. And mm-hmm. I think it has like this great way of showing the parallel between, you know, our most vulnerable people in society mm-hmm. and just how at the end of the day, everyone really just wants to be loved.
Right.
And mm-hmm. it's a fantastic read. Highly recommend.
I love that. Mm-hmm. It makes me think of a reel that I saw on one of the socials, and it was, you know, this feral kitten, and it was in a box and it was just like hissing and nothing was happy. But this older, mature cat was just like, you know, like not fazed by it. And it kind of walked up to the feral kitten. The feral kitten is like, you know, it's all puffed up and everything. And the older, more mature cat just goes into the box and just lays down. And then the feral kitten's like, All right. And then it does like a time lapse, and over time the feral kitten like calms down, sits down, and then they're like snuggling and, you know, all nice and cozy. And it's just like, hey, approach things with a little bit of lightness, with a little bit of gentleness, and I bet you'll get a different reaction.
Yes. And I'm a 36-year-old adult, and some of the things that Arthur or Linus will say, I'm like, thank you for parenting me.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's wonderful.
I don't want to be the mature adult when I believe I am the feral kitten.
Yes.
Right, exactly. Yes. Oh, TJ Klune, I don't know if he can write anything badly.
I know. I've
really enjoyed the things I've read, too. Mm-hmm. I have something very different from all of this.
Oh, I love it when we do this.
I had the opportunity to watch, now I can't vouch for the book yet, but I had the opportunity to watch the Oscar-nominated film Conclave. And this is a story of, we're set in the very near future, but the story follows, the Pope has died, and the Conclave is what happens when the cardinals from the world come together to the Vatican.
That's the smoke, right?
Yes.
When the smoke comes out.
Yes. Yeah. So when the Pope dies, the black smoke is sent from the Vatican, and then the conclave is all of the cardinals gather, and it's a voting process, and it's a very tedious voting process because it is supposed to be a unanimous vote. And in this story, and I haven't done my research yet, but there were 108 cardinals who were voting. So getting 108 people to unanimity.
I like that word. Let's go with it.
I'm going to go with like anemone, you know, is not an easy process. And so there is one particular cardinal Lawrence, and he is tasked with running the process. And he's trying to really do his best at this job. And there are politics involved. There's religion involved. I was describing the book before, and kind of they were asking what the subject was. And I said, it's a religious political thriller, although thriller isn't quite accurate because your heart's never beating. You're never really on the edge of your seat. It's beautifully shot. The soundtrack that backs it is absolutely gorgeous. I watched it on Peacock. You can stream it if you have that streaming service, but we have it as a DVD in the library. And then it's also based on a book, and the book is written by Robert Harris, and the book was written in 2016. So, 8, 9 years later is where we're at with the adaptation of that into a movie. And it's really wonderful. The film has John Lithgow. It has Stanley Tucci. Mm. It has, I'm going to forget the main guy's name, and I've said it like a million times. Peter Strahan was the screenwriter, and Edward Berger is the film director. It's really just absolutely fabulous. But yeah, if you want a glimpse behind the Vatican, and I think, oh gosh, just having like been there last summer.
Italy, check mark.
Yeah,
love it.
Once again, the scenery is just absolutely beautiful. And I think they're actually doing their voting in the Sistine Chapel, which is just like, oh, cool. There's Michelangelo on the wall and they're, you know, on the ceiling, and there's them voting for the next Pope. And everything that comes along with that. So I recommend either finding the DVD and watching Conclave, or checking out Robert Harris's book and seeing how he even probably dives deeper into those characters and into their inner psyches as they're trying to choose the next Pope. So with that, we will take a break. We'll come back on the other half with Joelle and Melissa, and we will be talking about the religious celebration of Holi and how we can have that at the library as a fun program next Friday. So stay tuned. We are back on Off the Shelf. It is always a fun and eclectic morning. And maybe this is just your sampling of the different things that you'll find when you walk into your public library.
A little bit of everything. A little something for everyone.
You never know. There might be no pants. It might actually be happening in the children's area. Hopefully that's the only area.
I do want to clarify as deputy director that pants are required in the library. So let me actually just put that. You will catch pants
Thank
in the
you.
Library.
Yes, yes.
That's why she's here, huh?
That's right.
That's exactly it.
Risk management is what we call that. Well, we are excited to have our friends Joelle and Melissa from the Orange Branch Library. Joelle, might our listeners know you from another branch or two or three?
No, just two. So I started at the Delaware branch when I was getting my MLIS. So I was part-time there for a little while. And then when the Liberty branch opened, I was over there as a teen librarian first. Then I went down to youth services, I should say. And then now I've just recently moved over to the Orange Branch. So
we're happy to have you.
Yes.
That just means that you get to spread your positivity and your happiness all throughout our system. And we're very excited about this upcoming program. It is called A Holy Celebration.
Yes.
And it is taking place on Friday, March 14th at the Orange Branch Library. It's a drop-in program from 1 to 4. Can you tell us a little bit about what it is and what it's about?
Yeah. So Holi is a Hindu festival that happens kind of all throughout India and has really spread across the world. It's the celebration of spring, which I think we can all agree we are ready for. You may also hear it referred to as the Festival of Colors.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So all of that, those flowers blooming, the colorful, like just the color comes back into our world in the springtime.
Yeah.
And it's celebrated with a lot of like colorful powder throwing.
Okay.
So very, very exciting stuff. We are going to have lots of crafts, colorful crafts, mural painting. We will have some of the colored powder for some color throwing if you'd like to do it after.
Outside the library.
Right. Melissa,
the manager, also. The assistant manager outside of the library, throw all the color powder.
With your pants on.
With pants or a dress. You know,
whatever way.
Yes. Yeah, so outside of the library, we're going to keep the books nice and clean. But yeah, there's going to be some performers we have coming. Ratanpur Tarana Dance School is showing up, and they're going to be putting on a performance for us. And then also having a little bit of a workshop just to show some of the traditional dance, if kids or even adults want to kind of learn a little bit more about how to do the dances.
Right.
Shami is going to show us how to do it.
That's exciting.
We also have a band, the Recovering Perfectionists, which is an amazing
name
band
for a band. Yes, it is.
Yes. They are going to be performing some like traditional Indian music for us. I'm so excited. I think it's going to be such a fun cultural event.
That is fun.
Yeah.
There are a lot of like floating holidays this time of year. Mm-hmm. My kids were asking me recently, Mom, what day is Easter? And I was like, oh goodness, I have no idea. And they were like, what day is it? And I'm like, girls, it's not a simple answer. and so, you know, Easter floats, Ramadan floats. Mm-hmm. Does Holi float
it
as well?
Does.
Yes.
So it is on the full moon before the spring solstice.
That's very difficult to predict as well.
So, yes. Yes.
Or to not to predict. We know things in the stars, but you know, to know off the top of your head.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
But as it happens this year, it actually is on next Friday, March 14th, what schools are out on that day?
I believe Delaware schools are out on that day, and Olentangy City schools are out on that, or local schools are out on that day.
Yeah, so that works out really nicely that, you know, we have no school on Friday, March 14th for at least Delaware and Olentangy schools, which is a large majority of our county and our population that we serve. And so this program then will take place from 1 to 4 p.m. At the Orange Branch Library. I expect that you're probably going to see a good amount of people.
We are expecting, yes.
So maybe come a little early. Parking might be a little tight. Just be flexible, or maybe spread it out. Come towards the end because it is a drop-in. You can show up, and there will still be crafts and activities and stuff to do. So be patient, be flexible.
Think about carpooling.
Carpooling is great. We're going to have a lot of fun.
And if you live in the area, there are a lot of walking trails in that area, too.
It's supposed to be beautiful.
We've got bike racks outside, so all of those good things. Yeah. Not the 70 degrees that Mark was saying for next week, but...
Yeah, it's going to be lovely anyway.
We'll get there. We'll get there anyway, yeah. Well, while you're here, I don't want to put you on the spot, but is there anything else coming up at the Orange Branch in the coming weeks or so that you're excited about or looking forward to?
Well, actually, on Monday, we have a drop-in playtime.
Yeah, tell us about that.
Yeah, so it is for our younger kiddos that can come in at 10:30. Does that sound?
I think.
I believe,
10 to 12.
10 to 12, okay.
Yeah.
So 10 to 12, little ones, mostly targets like 5 and under, I would say. We'll just have lots of toys and activities, hands-on materials, kind of sensory things, And it's just kind of to drop in and play. Melissa might be able to tell you more.
Yeah, so we've repeated this program a couple of times, and it always seems really fun. And so you might be familiar with the normal toys that we keep out at the Orange Branch. We've got some trucks and rockets. We've got blocks. We've got other, like, building things. But for our drop-in, we open up our secret toy closet and pull out all of the goodies, all of our favorite things. And also, we just got a new train table. So our last train table, unfortunately, lived a very hard life.
Yes.
It had a few dangerous spots where some nails had gotten crashed into. Nails were showing. That is no good with children's toys.
No, thank you.
So we got rid of the danger train table. brand new train table. Just got assembled by our lovely facility staff yesterday.
They are the best.
And so that's going to be super fun to play with. Came with some fresh tracks, fresh trains. And so you'll have our normal toys plus all our extra exciting toys pulled out just for this playtime.
Yeah. I'm gonna give another pitch that your coworker Rachel has been involved with too. This is the Next Chapter Book Club, and this was a book club that we had a community group using our community space for at the Delaware Main Library. But as we go out and about in the community and we work with our different collaborative agencies, you know, we hear like, "Oh, we could really use the Next Chapter Book Club at the Orange Branch." Do you know a little bit about that, or do you want to speak to that, Melissa?
Yeah, so this is brand new, and we're so excited about it because we've got a really exciting all abilities community that comes to our library regularly. And so this targets that all abilities community. It is for teens and adults. So this is a fun partnership between our youth services department and our adult services department. And so we're going to be together, and we're going to be discussing books. And it's going to be very accepting and open and accommodating to any needs. Also, just as a quick plug, at the Orange Branch Library, we do have an adult size changing table. So if you have someone in your life that needs that, that is always available. You can ask a librarian for access to it.
Yeah, it's really great. This is when you, it's all abilities, come and read together. There's no homework. We're working, and it's all reading abilities as well. And this has been a fun group that I've seen at the Delaware Library, so I'm happy to see it come back to the Orange Branch.
I got a shout out. Liberty also has Buddy's Books and Bubbles, which is an inclusive story time.
Yeah.
That's also happening that same day, Monday, March 17th. That is 6 p.m. to 6:30 p.m., and that's going to be pretty much family. So your toddlers, your preschoolers, and children's come. It's an inclusive one. You don't need to be just a child with a special need, but it's going to be very welcoming to all needs. So come on down for that one.
And this is perfect because I think we are in March's Developmental Disabilities Awareness Month.
It is.
Yes. So we just, you know, we make sure that we pay attention to all of the members of our community and the things that can give us all access to the library. Absolutely. Well, what else do we have happening at the greater Delaware County District Library system this week, Molly?
You know, Liberty's got something I'm especially excited about. For Christmas, I gave the gift to my family of having a lot of our old VHS converted. There's actually going to be a media conversion demonstration at our Liberty Media or Maker Studio. That is going to be on Wednesday, March 12th from 1 to 2. They're going to demonstrate the different features, the different types of media conversion. So if you're somebody drowning in family memories and types that you don't even have players for, this will be a really good introduction to all the things the library can do to help you maybe make a little more space in your life, make you stop worrying that you're going to lose that VHS, or we had a 35 millimeter, you know, movie of my sister's birthdays. There wasn't one of mine, Mom.
No.
I know. The other two were exhausting, but,
younger sister problems. And we would be remiss if we didn't mention that our friends of the library are going to have a bargain book sale at the Liberty Branch on Saturday, March 15th. That'll be 10 to 3. And come help them get those books off their shelves because they are just getting filled and refilled and refilled. So
it's amazing.
Get them off the shelves and onto your bookshelves. And thank you, Melissa and Joelle, for joining us. We're so happy, excited to celebrate Holi next week. My kids will be off school, so I'll probably be coming down and checking it out. And until next week, thank you, Molly.
Thank you, Nicole,
for joining us. Mark, for running the board.
Ciao.
Ciao. Until next week, we'll see you in the stacks.